You know, I want to tell you a story. It's 3 weeks ago today. I'm thinking about these lies that I wasn't going to respond to, but the Geraldo now has just pushed it over. I got to tell you, the lies of the ethnocentric interest groups like LULAC, La Raza, MALDEF, America's Voice, you know, funded by basically George Soros, all attacking me because, as they put it, or as Geraldo put it, I'm the only thing standing between those open borders and unconditional amnesty for illegal immigrants. So they want to destroy me, and so they're taking their best shot at it, believe me. But I want to tell you, when you talk about what they've done, they've created an atmosphere, and they've been unrelenting in their propaganda. 3 weeks ago this morning, a shot was fired at my house where I live. My wife was standing out, and that followed weeks and weeks of threatening phone calls. And as I told the State Patrol, by the way, the New Jersey State Patrol is absolutely terrific. They responded instantly. But this shot was fired with my wife not, 15 feet away. And we'd had threatening phone calls that I decided not to report because I get threatening phone calls. It's become part of a way of life. The anger, the hate, the vitriol. But it's taken a different tone where they threaten my wife. They've now fired a shot at my house and while my wife was standing next to the car. It's become something else. And if anybody thinks that we're not engaged in a battle for the soul of this country right now, you're sorely mistaken. And the more you stay on the sidelines, the more you don't make your voice heard, the more likely it is that we're going to lose this battle for the soul of the nation. And what do I mean by that? I mean, are we going to have a nation in which we absolutely insist on the national interest being honored by all, where we have a melting pot in which we assimilate newcomers, in which we honor the fact that this nation is the most welcoming nation on the face of the earth? Or do we let people continue to lie about us, to disregard the fact that we have the most racially, ethnically diverse society on the face of the earth? Do we really want to let this continue, where law is simply suspended, where there are no consequences for breaking the law, whether you're an illegal employer or an illegal immigrant? I have said all along that if we can stop the illegal employers, we won't have an illegal immigrant problem in this country. But we've got to start being honest. And instead, the national liberal media has chosen sides, and they've decided that they're going to focus on the liberal view, which is that they will embrace illegal immigration no matter who is harmed, no matter how many laws are broken, or how few consequences there are for breaking those laws. My wife has now been, and I have been shot at, our driver. My house has been shot and hit. An investigation continues. I've had bodyguards now. And you know what? I'm not in a mood to put up with little fools like Geraldo Rivera. It's time that we really awaken to what is happening in this country. It is ugly. It has to stop. And we have to find the courage to elect congressmen and senators and, yes, presidents who will speak truth, not pander, and not play politically correct games to ensure that truth is the last option, if you will, to put that in Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi speak. We need to get real about what is happening in this country and understand that if this battle for the soul of the country is lost, so much is lost that follows. Respect for our laws, respect for our borders, our ports, our national sovereignty. And by the way, that respect demands at least an honest debate on Capitol Hill about illegal immigration. It demands an honest debate on the airwaves, like on this show. It demands that when cities put up sanctuary laws that protect illegal immigrants rather than their citizens, that somebody ask why. This is a time for citizens to be asking and demanding of their officials why. Why are we not enforcing laws? Why do we not demand respect for our sovereignty? Why do we not demand honest, open, straightforward debate, not constrained by political correctness or some sort of perceived appropriate path that does not involve the American way? And why do we not acknowledge who we are? The most racially, ethnically diverse society on the face of the earth, in which we naturalize as American citizens just about half of those naturalized are Hispanic. Why don't we talk about how great this nation is, about the great things we accomplish, the great way in which we live, you know, the American way? All I'm asking for is truth, justice, and the American way. It is the least that any citizen should expect of his or her government. Don't you agree?